USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Large investment firm J.P. Morgan says they believe inflation has peaked. In a note to clients, J.P. Morgan noting further confirmation of a peak is expected to go forward along with a drop. The firm citing a downward trend in gas prices over the summer. This as a growing number of banks are offering first-time homebuyers mortgages without large down payments. This comes as mortgage rates hit new highs. However, some critics argue the programs could backfire, similar to what happened during the home foreclosure crisis in the mid-2000s. Well-wishers are paying their respects to Queen Elizabeth in Scotland today. Thousands of people followed a procession led by King Charles III to a cathedral in Edinburgh where a service took place. The public can say their goodbyes to the late Queen for 24 hours before she's finally laid to rest in London. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is continuing to bus illegal immigrants to sanctuary cities such as Chicago, New York City, and Washington, D.C. Some of the migrants being bused from Texas to Chicago are being housed in a hotel in an Illinois suburb. Mayor of Burr Ridge, Illinois, Gary Grasso, telling Fox News he was told this would not happen.
They are not the problem. They are behaved. There's no issue with them at all. They're looking for school opportunities. We're inquiring as to whether or not they can be employed by our local businesses, if that's an option. We don't even know, frankly, how long they're going to stay.
In a statement, the governor's office claims that the hotel had a prior relationship with Illinois to welcome refugees and asylum seekers. Week one of the NFL season wraps up with the Seattle Seahawks hosting the Denver Broncos. Kickoff set for just after 8:15 p.m. Eastern Time. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
A wildfire in Southern California could be contained Monday. Crews nearly reached the halfway point Sunday thanks to moisture from the remnants of Tropical Storm Kay. Flames have torn through nearly 20,000 acres near Gema, California, causing two deaths and destroying 17 structures. The San Bernardino National Forest remains shut down. Meanwhile, a wildfire in Northern Oregon has crews working really hard.
The Cedar Creek Fire, a wildfire raging south of Portland, Oregon, grew to nearly 86,000 acres on Sunday, threatening 2,230 homes and hundreds of commercial structures. The Oregon State Fire Marshal said the fire breached existing fire lines and is now 0% contained. Damon Schultz, Operations Planning Section Chief.
And there's some structures down here on the south side of 58 that we're going to be doing the same thing, assessing. We're going to be doing some clearing just so we can get into those structures a little faster if we need to.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Arizona Trump-backed gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake is poised to have the debate stage all to herself after her Democratic opponent refused to accept the format. Katie Hobbs, Arizona's Secretary of State, announced Sunday she would not show up for the October 12th debate. Hobbs saying she would rather have two separate 30-minute interviews as opposed to a direct face-off. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.